This episode of Doggy Dime is No Filter is sponsored by DIOCO. DIOCO stands for Don't Envy Others, Compliment Others. And you could do that today by going to purchase yourself a t-shirt for men and women at DIOCO.me. DIOCO. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No Filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of No Filter Podcast. I'm here with Introduce Yourself to the People.
It's good, man. OBS, Operation Bloodsport, Crown Heights. Big up, rest in peace, half a mil. You already know what it is, man.
And the crazy thing is that I seen you in the movie, because it's not a documentary, it's a movie, right? Tell them what movie you in.
It was started off a documentary, but the minutes ran over, so it turns into a movie, man.
And give them the name of it.
The Life of Half a Mil, The Story of Half a Mil.
It's another title too, right? Player Hater or something like that?
Player Hater, but you know.
The
person that shot the movie is all promotion documented. Everybody signed promotion only. So.
Okay. Yeah. So Half a Mil, damn, man. I love Half a Mil music. Sleep in Peace, Half a Mil. Albany Projects.
Every day, all day, even on Sunday, man.
Crown Heights. Crown Heights. Shout out to Crown Heights. Shout out to Brooklyn. Albany Projects. We know Half a Mil, the rapper. And then some people don't even know who he is, which is really, really sad, because I think the whole world should know who he is, as talented he was, and as many people took some of his talent and put it in their shit. What was Half a Mil, the homeboy, the friend, like?
I got my career off of Half. Like, it was an inspiration. Like, we would do a show. I was the hype man, and I would get off the stage and be like, oh, you did your thing. Slap me five. I'm like, did my thing. I'm like, what? So I started getting hype off of that. So I said, damn, if they bigging me up for that, imagine if I write my own rhymes. Then it came to a part. I was away, and basically, he couldn't take it no more, and committed suicide. Y'all saying homicide, suicide, you know, but that's the real story and that's the truth.
So what happened when you was away?
He got to a point, he took his life. Mm.
What did you see anything with him? Like, was bothering him was it the industry? Was it his personal life? Was it a culmination of both? What do you think, in your opinion, that could have drove him to that situation that you might have seen personally?
We had it, you know. It's like, you have $1 million, but they're jerking you. You're calling a record label, they don't even know who you are. They're playing, like, it's totally disrespect. I was the one to say, yo, Half, let's go up there and regulate. Yo, sport, man, yo, blood, chill, man. Let me do the chill. That chill thing turned into this.
Yeah, yeah, you saying that maybe y'all could have went up there and been a little aggressive and tried to get a little something.
It's not even aggressive. It's being yourself, speaking out.
Okay. Yeah.
You're making money off of me, so guess what? What's up?
So, where was you at when you heard the news?
I was incarcerated.
Okay.
You feel me? A person that I knew let me out a little earlier than I was supposed to be.
A word? Wow.
Yeah. On another tip, get to the funeral. I don't see nobody. I don't see no Nas, no Foxy Brown, Inga, no nobody. Like, where's the firm?
So, all right. Everybody that was a part of the firm that he rolled with, he was on the album. He was on the firm album, and got a plaque for that too.
Was that used? Used. Oh yeah, used. Yeah. He was used.
Yeah. Shit. He's on the album.
Yeah, used.
And none of them showed up from the firm?
Big up Ollie Vegas, man. That's okay. The only one I can sit there and say. Big up Ollie Vegas. Love is love. You already know what it is. Everybody else, hands down.
Was it a tumultuous relationship prior to that, or what?
Everybody ran with half. It was G-Rap. Where was G-Rap? Nobody.
Damn.
Nobody. Like, where was y'all?
Sport, why you think, even all the years he's been gone, nobody mentions him? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know him. But it took me to mention him, and Vague to mention him, for us to even, you know what I'm saying? Then you reached out, then I got up with you, and then, you know, so many things is coming from the us trying to, you know, purify the memory of Half a Mil. But people knew him, broke bread with him, wrote raps with him. They don't even mention him. Why you think that is?
Slept in hotels, broke bread, broke money, all that. The man passed away, whatever. In their minds, they said he did a Cali act.
Mm.
As far as God body wise. You feel me?
Okay.
Lame excuse. Funk Master Flex. Every DJ in NYC, they just don't play his music, nothing.
Yeah.
Big up Tony Touch. That's my man.
Yeah.
He put a half up.
Tony Touch is hip hop.
Every day, all day.
You know all these people too, because you was around Half. Did any of them reach out after to you like, yo, anything, you know, I could do to help? Nobody?
Help what? Half has a son in Atlanta right now. His son ain't see a dollar, quarter, nickel, penny.
From nobody?
Nobody. And he was young then. No one checked. Nobody said, yo, let me call. Let me try to reach out.
Who was Half signed to?
Warlock Homosexual Records.
So he wasn't, was he a part of Trackmasters at one point?
He was dealing with them.
Yeah. That
he was signs on.
That was the whole time where you had Nas, the whole firm, Trackmasters. When you hear, cause I'm gonna keep it real with you. I hear Half, when I hear certain niggas rap, I'm like, that's Half a Mil shit. That ain't his shit. That's Half a Mil. What for the people right now who don't know who Half a Mil is, and they're like, yo, why are they bigging up this dude? What could they go listen to right now to hear his shit? What was the name of his project again?
Half a Mil, Million. You feel me? Go to YouTube, press it up, Half a Mil. The rapper that you seek right now and praise to, put that lyrics to this lyrics and see what you get. It's no comparison, man. But you know what? It's all good. I got you, Half. Carrying the torch.
We got you. So at this particular time, he has children.
Very much. Two children.
And
Jaden and Poppy.
And when he passed, wasn't his girl pregnant at the time?
Very much.
So his was his daughter, right?
Yeah.
Never even met her father.
Yeah, never met her.
Mm.
I think it said the firm. He's supposed to contribute something.
Yeah, set him.
I don't know.
At this day and time, this is a recurring story, right? And I see the fans saying, every time somebody passed or something happened, people act like they owe them something. That's what they want to say. What you want to say to them? Because I know that's what they might say. Oh, nobody owe you nothing. What do you want to say to them? Keep it all the way.
First of all, we don't owe you nothing. You don't owe us nothing. You know what I'm saying? What's real is real. If you sitting there saying somebody's a part of a firm is a corporation, right?
Facts.
You stick together. You praise, you do, you eat. No matter what, how, when, you still step to your business, fill up squares up. You don't do that, man. You know what you look like? All right.
Ain't he on the album cover too?
All that, man.
Yeah, look at the Firm album, the only Firm album too. He's on the album and on the cover.
But God is good, man.
Yeah. What's some of the things that you want to do to keep his memory together? So maybe they might say, yo, Sport, I want to help you. How could they help you keep Half a Mil of memory going right now?
See, there's a difference. Half used to say, yo, Sport, chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's no chill button.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about me, I don't care about you. But I have a song with Junior Reed, Bloodsport featuring Junior Reed.
Okay.
And I have a song, Bloodsport featuring Yami Bolo.
Okay.
biggest artists, legends in the world. If I never do nothing else again, that's what I did. Thank you, Half. That's what the inspiration I got.
Hold on. Let me take this quick break to ask you a question. Did you subscribe yet? Are you on SoundCloud/Doggy Diamonds No Filter? Did you hit subscribe yet? Are you on iTunes, Doggy Diamonds No Filter? Did you subscribe yet? How you think you're going to hear this podcast on a regular if you're not subscribed to? You got to subscribe so then you know the next one they drop, you just going to know. And did you go to the YouTube and subscribe to Doggy Diamonds TV? What the fuck you waiting for? How you think you're going to get all this banging content if you ain't subscribed to it? Fuck that word of mouth. Fuck somebody telling you. Know for yourself. Subscribe. This is Doggy Diamonds. And to everybody who subscribed, salute. Man, women, and child. All right, let's get back into this. How ill was he? Because when I listen, I'm like, man, what the fuck was he thinking about when he wrote that shit? Like,
ill he was.
Yeah, like
people stole his lyrics and started putting it into their own words.
Yeah.
They turned to their own alphabets.
Yeah. When you watched him put his shit down, like, take us there. Give us the visuals. Like, was you sitting there sometimes like, what the fuck? This motherfucker's incredible. Like, take us there because we can't see it.
In my head, I'm like, yo, Hav, these niggas trying to use you.
Oh, okay.
Like, word.
So you was always that homie in the side, like, yo, fuck them
niggas.
Let's get it. Yeah.
Just go up there, the record label, whatever. Yo, sport, chill.
Yeah. When I watched the movie, it seems like besides yourself, everybody is past. Or some is incarcerated. Is that the truth? Is that
very
accurate?
Much.
Mm.
I'm one of the only people living right now that was in the movie.
Wow.
Everybody was chalked their death or called their death. Wow. And I'm serious. The lady shot the movie said she'd never shoot a movie a day in her life again. It was haunted.
Wow. So now when you're looking at the movie, you're looking at ghosts, basically, because none of these people are
When I look at the movie, I know it was real.
Yeah.
It's not fake.
Yeah.
You don't see no dumb people pulling guns out. None of that. Like, are you serious?
And what I liked about it when I watched it, y'all took me back to me growing up in Brooklyn, the 40s, the dice. I don't even know I never shot dice, but I seen the dice games, the 40s, the dice. Everybody just, it was just a brotherhood where...
Have fun.
Yeah, you get up every day and just have fun and just enjoy each other's company. Shout out to Trifles in there, you know what I'm saying?
Big up Trife.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shout love, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just crazy how that just reminded me. My cousin hit me like, yo, you seen the Half a Mill shit? Yo, they had on the Avirexes, they had, and if just, you know, Brooklyn, what we was at one point, how we gave it up. You know, that just captured that. I want everybody to see that. What happened with the movie? Did it ever hit theaters or anything like that? Like, what happened with it?
It hit a couple theaters, but okay. From the beginning, everybody signed promotional use only.
Oh.
So there was no money for anybody to kick up right now.
Oh, okay.
So, like now, like, when I look at the movie, this lady sat there and went through everybody's profile. And it's real. It's not fake at all.
Yeah.
Everything that happened in that movie is real. There's no fakes, no... Let me write a script. No, it was straight off the head.
Or improv, everything.
Straight
right?
up.
Wow. Before he passed, y'all was going around the city. Y'all was going doing in-stores.
Everywhere.
Y'all was doing... What was some of the popping clubs at the time? I know y'all hit the tunnel.
Damn, man. The tunnel? What you want to go about? The Cheetahs, Justin's,
Envy.
Yeah.
Because Cheetahs and Justin's were on the same block. People didn't know that.
What was that? 21st or 25th or 6th?
That's when, but tell the people,
that's what
there wasn't no hookah lounges.
No
hookah lounges, and if you wasn't no live nigga, you kind of couldn't go in these clubs. You get your ass whooped on raw.
Hookah?
Yeah, you know niggas doing.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I be having jokes on hookah.
Me too. That's why that.
Like
that
smoking crack. Like,
yeah. That's
the thing. Some people, they haven't changed the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like a fucking stem.
Yeah.
So. Just let them know, like, it was a certain nightlife in New York City when you was out. Like, you had to be alive.
Sunday was tunnel.
Tunnel, facts.
Cheetahs was Monday. Tuesday was Justin's. Wednesday was Envy. You know, I could break it down all the way to Friday. Chaos Friday. Fabulous Fridays. What's up? Sport Low, what's up? That's me. All right. What up?
Crazy.
This is what it was, man.
Give them all your social network. Give them everything.
Sportlo 2014, the Instagram. Chevelle Nance.
See, that's when he say his name and manager's like, that ain't your damn name.
Oh, not at all. All right. We just going to stick with
the Instagram. Yeah, just do the gram. Do the gram one more time. Yeah.
All right. Do the gram. Sportlo 2014.
All right.
Bloodsport featuring Yami Bolo. Bloodsport featuring Junior Reed.
Where could they get that at?
YouTube, man. Okay. You seen it. You copied.
And iTunes.
Everything, man. That's what I'm doing. Somebody want to book us for a show, tour, let's get it. I fly Junior in, fly Yami in. We got a big tour.
Dope. Anything you want to say to the people before we go?
Man, listen to Half a Mil, man. You know what it is. Rest in peace. Every day, all day, even on Sunday, man. Funkmaster Flex, DJ Clue, DJ Self. Every DJ, man. Yo, big up Tony Touch, man.
Yo, how y'all not at this time? How y'all not playing Some Niggas? That's what I want to ask the DJs. How you not playing Some Niggas?
Oh, I forgot. I did the remix. That's my heart. It's called A Money Game. And I did the remix with Fred the Godson.
Yo, shout out to Fred. Yeah, that's
big up Fred the Godson. That's the remix.
All right,
what you want me to do next?
Yeah, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to bring sport back. We're going to go light today. I want to see the feedback from the people. If y'all want to know more, y'all want to hear more about Half a Mil, if y'all want us to really, really go in there, I need y'all to hit him up and say, sport, we need more, we need more, we need more. Give him the gram one more time.
It might be controversial, you know what I'm saying? Somebody might feel I said something wrong.
If they want that.
But guess what? I'm in the clubs. I'm there.
I'm out there.
It's real.
Yeah. But this is what I want. I want them to hit you. I want them to hit you on that gram. I want you, because you right now, besides you, Vague, it ain't really too many people that's speaking up for them.
Guess what? They should have hit themselves. They hit themselves in the head.
Talk about the fans. See, now he on to something right now. Now he on to something.
This is the East Coast. They over there.
Yeah, as far as some of the rappers who was around Half, who not showing love, what you want to say to them?
They already know, man. They already know. Stop faking jacks like that was your man.
That's what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Bloodsport. Anything we got to cover before we go? Whatever you want to do, I'll fly it in there. Go ahead. Anything we missing anything? We didn't cover something?
Yeah, we missing something.
Go ahead.
DJ's not playing Half a Mil. That's what we missing right now. Yeah. And guess what? That's my inspiration. So that's why I'm bigging it up.
No, but listen, though. I'm going to keep it real with you. It's not that y'all should just be playing him. Y'all should be playing him because he dope. Because it was good music, not just to play them because it was good music.
Now, people forget. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And y'all act like y'all fucked with him when he was alive.
Hell yeah. They act like they fucked with him. In the studio, everywhere.
Now look, y'all.
That man passed, that man lay in the casket. Ain't none of y'all show y'all faces.
Wow.
So what is that?
None of the DJs came.
Nah.
None of the firm came.
Ollie Vegas came.
Ollie Vegas, yeah.
Hey, what's up? Big up Ollie Vegas.
So, all right, this is what we doing. We going to put a lot of dudes on the spot. We going to try to do something for Half. This is what I'm saying. We going to try to do something for Half and just call everybody to come.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? We going to put a big show together, right?
Uh-huh.
Everybody that says part of the firm, right? Nas, Ollie Vegas. Every last one of y'all, Inga, all y'all, Comega, every last one of y'all, come out and we're gonna take that money and send it to Half's kids. Let's get it.
See,
calling y'all out, what's up?
Now, you know what's crazy, right? Mega's the homie. Mega might pull up and he wasn't even in the firm no more. How about that? Well, think how crazy that is. And he might even pull up just to show that love, you know what I'm saying? Because he, you know. Shit is crazy. But no, that's what we're going to do.
I heard most of Half was AZ, so.
That's what I'm saying. Up?
I ain't going to lie to you. I went to a show the other day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe came. Got there a little late.
Uh-huh.
Went to AZ, like, yo, what up? He was bringing me in Yami Bolo out. We got there a little late. You know what I'm saying? But that's because I was there. I was on it. I wasn't on it. I'm nobody. Fuck Half. Word, he ain't had to speak for himself. I'm gonna speak for him.
Now, Half a Mill reigns supreme. When you think about Brooklyn MCs, he there.
Matter of fact, you know what you do? You just get to the radio station, right? Put somebody that's out right now against a couple half songs and let everybody vote for it.
They gonna,
keep that man alive, man.
They gonna lose. But do you know what, though? We not gonna call on certain people to do shit. We just gonna do it.
Every day, all day.
And they got to follow our lead. Yo, I'm Doggy Diamonds.
Thank
I'm
you.
Here. Yeah, yo. Anytime you wanna give them the single one more again.
Bloodsport featuring Yami Bolo, Money Game on YouTube. See the video. iTunes, Amazon, Rapster, Tribal, everything you can name, I'm there. Now I have a song with Junior Reed, Bloodsport featuring Junior Reed. And the same thing, man.
All right, that's what it is, man. We've been trying to put this shit together for a while. I was sick. I had a big-ass bump on my nose. Yeah, shout out to people. Shout out.
Big up love, Crown Heights, every day, all day on a Sunday, SL, and that's it, man. Rest in peace, Daz. Rest in peace, Champ. I can't name everybody that passed away, but people pass away, people don't even think about them the next day.
It's fucked.
Everybody want to smoke, drink, after repass. Chill, 2 days later, it's over with it. It's over with it.
Nah, we not doing that. Rest in peace, Mike Beck. Rest in peace, Juicy. Rest in peace, Sean Price. Rest in peace to all my comrades. That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? We live through them, and we live for them, and they live through us. So that's what it is. Bloodsport in the motherfucking building. Rest in peace, Half a Mill. Sleep in peace, Half a Mill. Knowledge the Green Wallies, niggas. We out of here. Peace. All right, I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word, talk about it. Argue with me, I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds, I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace.
Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.